You're listening to SBS News.
Jeremy Hearn has been dumped as the Liberal candidate for the Victorian seat of Isaacs after posting online that Muslims were of bad character and subscribed to an ideology that requires the killing or enslaving of the citizens of Australia. The Labor MP who holds Isaacs, Mark Dreyfus, says Mr. Hearn's Islamophobic views should have prevented him from being pre-selected.
This man should never have been pre-selected by a mainstream political party in Australia in the first place. The Liberal Party has shown that it thought that it was okay to pre-select someone who would express these abhorrent Islamophobic views. And not just privately, these were views, prepared material that Mr. Hearn had submitted to magazines like Quadrant magazine as recently as last year.
Just hours later, Peter Killen resigned as the Liberal candidate for the seat of Wills in Melbourne after his homophobic comments were revealed. He'd posted on a blog encouraging conservative Christians to infiltrate the Liberal Party to stop gay people from being elected to office. He attacked Liberal MP Tim Wilson's pre-selection, describing him as the openly gay homosexual who proposed to his boyfriend in Parliament. Scott Morrison described Tim Wilson as an outstanding MP and said the party would be improving its background checks of candidates before attempting to switch the focus to some Labor hopefuls.
I expect the party administration to be, you know, doing their due diligence, and where that's been not up to standard, then I'd expect them to meet those standards in the future and improve their processes. But I mean, the Labor Party had to disendorse a Senate candidate, and of course the Labor Party has a candidate running in the seat of Melbourne, who was strategically positioned right behind the Labor leader, talking about their commitment to women, and at the same time has been caught out with some rather disturbing comments of their own.
That candidate is Labor's Luke Creasy, who's apologised for sharing a rape joke online and for sharing pornographic material. The posts date back a number of years, and Mr. Creasy says they were stupid and immature and in no way reflect the views he holds today. Meanwhile, the Greens leader, Richard Di Natale, has made a keynote address to the National Press Club, calling for Bill Shorten to consider an alliance with the Greens if the ALP prevails on May 18. Senator Di Natale made particular reference to the seats of Higgins and Kooyong, where high-profile candidates Jason Ball and Julian Burnside QC are contesting. He says voters in those two electorates can send a clear message to the Liberal Party by voting Green.
The climate denialism, that being a coal hugger is not a viable political strategy. That's how you achieve bipartisanship, by sending a clear message to the Liberals that business as usual will not be tolerated. So the decision for Bill Shorten is this. Is he going to take the take-it-or-leave-it approach that Kevin Rudd took? Or is he going to negotiate with the Greens like Julia Gillard did in 2011 to deliver a climate policy that gives future generations a chance?
If Labor does win the election, especially if that win is by a narrow margin, Mr. Shorten may need the support of the Greens. But the opposition leader has rejected a Labor-Green alliance.
The fact of the matter is that if we get elected, we'll be making decisions in a Labor cabinet, and the decisions will be made by members of Parliament of the Labor Party. What we will do is we will implement the policies we've put forward. I think even our harshest critics would agree that we are the party who's putting forward policies in this election.
Senator Di Natale was asked about asylum policy and how the Greens would try to influence Labor if Bill Shorten is elected.
As far as I can tell, Labor has indicated that they don't plan to change their approach to innocent people seeking asylum. And the one thing that will change them is what we're seeing right across the community, where I do sense a very significant shift in people's attitude. Locking up young kids, come on, 5 years. These kids are tearing themselves apart.
Senator Di Natale says the ongoing concerns about the Murray-Darling Basin reflect everything that's wrong with Australian politics.
Massive corporate irrigators, taking water out of that. Corruption, mismanagement, water diversion, meter theft. the association with some National MPs, their role in this, Barnaby Joyce's water minister. If we had a National Anti-Corruption Watchdog right now, we'd probably see Barnaby Joyce in front of it having to answer for himself. It's been a disgrace.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.